Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the things I look forward to every summer, and one of the things I deeply missed last summer, was going to the Barnstable County Fair. I've gone with my family since I was a child. And when Alex and I first got married, we lived on Cape Cod, and I introduced him to the fair. One of our favorite parts is visiting the livestock tents and exhibits. We especially love holding the baby chicks. There's also a sheep tent. And when I was a kid, I would always get startled by how human the voices of the sheep sometimes sounded. And there was always at least one sheep that had a very loud and low and deep call that would cause me to jump in fright. Today's readings use the pastoral metaphors of us as sheep and God, Jesus, as the shepherd, as the good shepherd. I'm not sure I particularly like being categorized as a sheep, one of those animals who is loud, smelly, so often used as a metaphor for someone who follows blindly without thinking, or an animal so culturally benign and boring that we symbolically count them in order to fall asleep. But Jesus used metaphors and stories that the hearers of his time would understand. He used agricultural and farming imagery because the people he moved among were very close to the land and its plants and its animals. The people Jesus spoke with and taught and healed knew what gardening and farming and shepherding were like. And Jesus knew the scriptures of his own Jewish tradition very well. By naming himself as the Good Shepherd, Jesus places himself in the lineage of other shepherds in the salvation history of his people, as told in the Hebrew scriptures, the same salvation history that Christians are baptized into through Jesus. This biblical lineage of shepherds includes Rachel, Zipporah and Moses, King David, the prophet Amos, and as we prayed today in Psalm 23, God. So however we might feel today about being metaphorical sheep, there are many layers to what Jesus is doing here when he calls himself the Good Shepherd. And by calling himself not only a shepherd, but the Good Shepherd, Jesus acknowledges that there are other shepherds out there who are not so good. Shepherds like the hired hand he mentions in the gospel. These would-be shepherds leave, abandoning us, the sheep, when things get difficult. They disappear at the first sign of an approaching wolf. They run away at the entrance to the valley of the shadow of death. And this leads to one potential way that thinking about ourselves today as sheep could be useful. We might ask ourselves, who are the shepherds or the hired hands that we follow, either consciously or unconsciously? Politicians? Athletes? The news cycle? The stock market? Friends? Celebrities? Family? Clergy? Remember, although we are called pastors, we are also very much sheep. Or what about social media influencers? It's interesting that we use the verb follow to describe what we do with one another on Instagram or Twitter, as in, I follow her on Twitter, or how many followers do you have? Who are the shepherds we follow? And are they good? Jesus, in no uncertain terms, names himself as the Good Shepherd, the one who cares for us, who lays down his life for us, the one who knows us, the sheep. shepherding, being a shepherd of sheep, is hard work. So often the images we have of Jesus as the good shepherd are kind of sentimental. He's pictured calmly holding this very clean, docile, fluffy lamb. That is not what being a shepherd was like in Jesus' day, and it's not what being a shepherd is like today. For a current day look at shepherding, there's the work of James Rebanks. He's an actual British shepherd and author who's written several books. You can also actually follow this shepherd on social media. His Twitter and Instagram handles are HurdyShepherd1, and it is currently lambing season in Britain. So there are some really wonderful photos of new life springing forth in his shepherding. So being a shepherd means being out with and among the sheep, guiding them, grazing them, protecting them from predators, being present with ewes for the birth of new lambs, and helping with those births, shearing the sheep, tending to sheep from their birth until their death, and at every stage in between. Shepherding is hard, earthy work. It is work that involves sweat and dirt and blood. Work that requires being out of doors in the elements, together with the sheep, and especially with the sheep who are most in need of care. Can we imagine that this is the way that God, the way Jesus, shepherds and cares for us? That Jesus is shepherding and leading us always through our births and deaths and at every moment in between? Can we choose to follow Jesus over all of the other potential shepherds of our lives? Can we trust that God is with us, even and especially as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, a shadow which has felt intimately close this year during a pandemic that has so far killed over 570,000 people in this country alone and over 3 million worldwide? Can we draw strength from God's presence with us in this valley, a valley that feels long and deep, especially after these last weeks, when we continued to see Black people killed and harmed during encounters with the police, even as we awaited and then watched the guilty verdicts handed down in Minneapolis? Verdicts that we acknowledge cannot bring back the precious earthly life of George Floyd, but nevertheless bring us hope for change and hope for justice. Can we trust that Jesus is especially with and shepherding those of us who need his presence most, those who are currently deepest in the valley of the shadow of death? Can we pray prayers of intercession and gratitude that Jesus is working, that he is shepherding in intensive care units, in rehab facilities, on death row, in hospice rooms and funeral homes? What does it mean for us to follow the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for us? The Good Shepherd who is sleeping on the street tonight with those who have no shelter and no food? The Good Shepherd who's with women in childbirth? The Good Shepherd who is with all people of color, especially children, who live in fear that an encounter with the police will cost them their lives? We pray the 23rd Psalm in our funeral liturgies at gravesides to remind us that God is shepherding us, that God is with us, always leading us, even in and through death, to abundance and new life, to green pastures, to still waters, to tables filled with a feast and overflowing cups, in the life to come, yes, and also in our life here together on earth. And this leads us, shepherds us maybe, to other questions we might ask this Easter season as metaphorical sheep. How do we desire to follow Jesus into this abundant life? What might be holding us back? What kind of wool might we give to God to be sheared and used to make something beautiful? Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is leading and guiding us, laying down his life for us, knowing us, loving and caring for us. It is our choice to follow him, to choose the green pastures, to choose the still waters, to accept and seek out the abundance of God's Easter feasting table, not only in its food and drink of new life, but in its spaciousness and seating for all of God's sheep. Amen.